In the summer of 2007, I spent about 6 weeks with my seminary classmates in Mexico City. We went there for a Spanish immersion program, lived with the Legionnaires of Christ and studied Spanish. It was the first time I had ever studied Spanish in my life. I didn't take Spanish in grade school or high school or college. And so I was very much an amateur. And about 3 days into our time there, they took us to a local parish where we were going to spend some time serving and invited each of us to stand up before the congregation of Spanish speakers and introduce ourselves. So I'm not exactly sure what I said. I tried to say, my name is David and I've been speaking Spanish for 3 days, but I didn't even know the past tense at that point, so I'm not sure how I even said that. People were very gracious and applauded for me nonetheless. I was amazed how much Spanish I picked up in just those 6 weeks being immersed, but I have to admit, I've lost most of it since I have rarely had the opportunity to put it to use. But one phrase that we learned much about while we were in Mexico has always stayed with me and always comes to my mind on this feast day of Christ the King. It's the simple phrase, Viva Cristo Rey. Viva Cristo Rey. It comes from a difficult period in the history of the church in Mexico, about 100 years ago, when the government in Mexico was very secularized and really was pushing an atheistic agenda, and they suppressed public religious celebrations. There was no public mass. Priests were not allowed to walk around in their clerical garb, and they had to basically sneak around into people's homes and celebrate the mass in secret. Many Catholics, especially many priests, risked their lives by continuing to live their Catholic faith and to strive to spread it to others. And many of them gave their lives as martyrs because they continued to do this. And the rallying cry of these Cristeros, as they were called, was this phrase, and it was the last words even of many martyrs, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. You see, what gave them the courage to do these things that led to them being tortured and even dragged before firing squads to their death was that they recognized the truth that the church proclaims on this last Sunday of the liturgical year. That they may have been Mexican citizens, yes, but they were also, and more importantly, citizens of a higher authority, of another kingdom. They were subjects of a greater king, whose kingdom is not of this world, but it is a firmly established kingdom that will never be overthrown. And that allowed them to be willing even to forsake their earthly lives in order to remain true to that king and to live as citizens in his kingdom. Christ is the King of heaven and earth, and we proclaim that truth today. And today we're invited as citizens of his kingdom to renew our resolution, to renew our desire to live first and foremost as members of that kingdom, to live for Christ the King. You know, our country very much has prided itself on religious freedom. For the most part, our government has allowed us to be American citizens and also, at the same time, to serve Christ the King in very public ways. But incidents like those which happened 100 years ago in Mexico remind us that we should always be careful not to grow complacent. These martyrs in Mexico lived only 100 years ago and just to the south of our border. Just this morning, I saw an article on Catholic News Agency about comments that Cardinal Dolan made at a recent event highlighting the persecution of Christians in our time in other parts of the world. And he mentioned that just in the last 20 years of this century, over 1.25 million Christians have been killed in other parts of the world, simply for professing their faith in Jesus Christ. We must be on our guard. to work for and to continue to promote religious freedom in our own country and throughout the world. Every year, again, this last Sunday of ordinary time challenges us anew to make Christ our King. And the gospel for this Sunday teaches us that we're meant to make Christ the King of our lives, not just in some vague sentiment of the heart, but in very practical, concrete ways, by living the supreme law of Christ's kingdom, the law of charity, love for God and our neighbor. So it would be good for each of us to consider this day concretely, very practically. How in my life do I yet need to make Christ truly my King? What aspect of my life have I not yet submitted to His authority and His rule? I'd like to offer you just one practical way that we can express this teaching of our faith. It's called the Solemn Enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is a beautiful practice that has come about in the church's tradition, in which a picture or a statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is blessed by a priest or deacon who comes to your home, and then that image is placed in a prominent place in your home, the family room or the entryway maybe to your home, where it stands as a permanent fixture, a daily reminder to our families that Christ is our King, that He's the King of our family and our home and the King of everything, that we serve Him first. It's a beautiful way to be reminded every day of that call to live in concrete ways as citizens of His kingdom. How wonderful it would be if Christ's kingdom were to spread more and more in our parish through this practice in our homes. If you're interested in more information about this, contact me. I'd be happy to share more with you and arrange for one of our clergy to come when you are ready to enthrone Christ, His Sacred Heart, as the King of your family. Viva Cristo Rey. Long live Christ the King. May that cry echo in our hearts here at Holy Mass this morning as our King comes to us anew in this Holy Eucharist. And may it also be proclaimed in our lives as we live with courage the great dignity that we possess as citizens of that unshakable kingdom, the kingdom not of this world, the kingdom, the eternal kingdom of Christ, the King. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.